Yeah, it's a lot better. Spending 6 days in hospital wasn't obviously ideal, but just part and parcel of being a professional footballer, these things come up, and I'm very fortunate that I've not had many, you know, serious injuries, so disappointing to miss some games, but just glad to have it all cleared up now.
How did it happen? It's a bit of a bizarre one, this, isn't it?
Yeah, I had an infection in my foot and played it in North County at home, and I was in pain, but it wasn't too bad, and then it kind of cleared up, and then in the morning of the Hartlepool game I was in like severe pain, couldn't really put a shoe on, couldn't struggle to walk, but then got to the game and kind of obviously was asked to play and played and made it even worse, but it was already well on its way, so if anything it probably brought the thing to a head, and had a big kind of abscess in my foot, and as I say I had to get IV drugs and on a drip, and then just had a small operation. So as I say, it was all quite standard in the end, but certainly something I could have done without.
All good now though, and fit for the weekend?
Yeah, obviously just glad to be back training, and looking forward to, you know, a tough game at the weekend.
What did you make of Harry's brace against Notts County in the JPT?
It wasn't the typical brace for a centre back, but yeah, it was great to see him on the score sheet, and long overdue, I think. No, it was good. The first goal in particular, something that, you know, practice at training, and he done that well. And the second goal was obviously a bit of a freak, but pleased for him. Pleased for him, and pleased for Sean Miller to get two as well.
With Harry, he said this week that, you know, he wants to take on a bigger leadership role, that you've kind of helped him, you're talking him through things, but he wants to kind of take some of that responsibility on himself. How have you seen him kind of growing into that role and becoming more mature and maybe more confident as well?
Yeah, I think you've got to remember you are what you are, and you've got a certain personality and characteristics, and Harry's characteristics that are good for him is that he takes things in his stride. He has got a kind of laid-back nature, but it does help him. He's got a lot of composure. And there is more responsibility on him this season because the expectations are much higher when he played so well last year. But Harry's doing absolutely fine. He's had a good start to the season, and he's been asked an awful lot of someone so young to play week in, week out, and he's doing exceptionally well. So as long as he just keeps doing that and progressing and learning and listening to people like Frank Barlow, Gaffer and Morgs, you'll keep improving in the same way he is.
What was your experience like when you were a young lad? You know, you've had your first season, people starting to think this is a guy who could have a good career, and then that sort of second year when those expectations are raised, can it be difficult for a young footballer?
Yeah, I said that to him in pre-season. I remember myself, the second season is so much tougher because he did get a lot of plaudits, and rightly so, but then people expect that level almost more than that, and there's much more ups and downs in your second season. And while you might be doing the exact same things, it's just the way life is and sport is. And he listened to that and he knows that. And as I say, Harry's a good lad, so he knows not to take the highs too high and the lows too low. And if he makes a mistake, then he is learning. And if he does something really good, then he knows that he can get kicked in the teeth just round the corner. So second season, he's started very, very well. And as I say, if he keeps ahead the way he has done, he's a credit to the young boys. He's a great role model for them. You know, we talk about older, experienced players, but he's a great role model for the younger boys to look at and say, you know, that's what you need to do to get in Sheffield United's team and produce performances that he does week in, week out.
There are a few players playing against Notts County that, you know, we in the press and the fans may not know an awful lot about because it was our first chance to see them. You train with these guys all the time. Was it no surprise to you when you see guys like Sean Miller come in and get a couple of goals like that? You see some of the younger lads come in and impress as well?
Yeah, no surprises at all with Sean. I've been really, really impressed with him since he's come in. You know, not only can he play at this level, he can play higher. You know, I know he's 25, but he's certainly got the ability to play much higher than League One. For whatever reason, he's maybe a wee bit late developer, but last night his goals are just something that he does every day in training. You know, he's a very technical player, but he's great for a centre-back because he gives you so many options on the ball as well. So his link-up play is very good. So I was really pleased to see him do very, very well last night. I think he's going to have a big part to play for us this season.